Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we discuss the 2026 postseason for track and field with head coach of the Pella girls, Dak Rasmussen, and coach. Very fun night on Thursday, a district championship, a meet that you really get to celebrate as a team, all the successes that you've had so far this spring, and a lot of great things coming from both the track and field events at the meet at home this past Thursday. First of all, how exciting was it to see the girls celebrate with a banner and really get to have that team aspect of the season really celebrated on one night?
Well, I'll tell you, the ultimate example of this being a team effort is that every one of our girls who competed medaled. So there wasn't anybody that went home with nothing. And then you get the banner on top of that at the end of the night. And yeah, spirits were pretty high, to say the least.
Well, and you get to qualify as we just are talking a few hours after the qualifying list. I believe you just said all but two events, there will be a Dutch representative, and many of those are coming in as very high seeds in their respective events. So right in front of me right now, Lizzie Vandevort, number two in the 800, and so many girls who are in really, really good shape. I imagine that has to be really exciting. The team championship was fun, but even looking into next week, there will be a lot of girls at the Blue Oval.
Yeah, you know, that's the good thing. We've got 20 events that qualified. So, and we've got, yeah, like you said, something and everything but two events. So that's going to make the weekend go a little faster. And we are looking forward to seeing what we can do, because looking at our seeds coming in, it's exciting. And, you know, too, we ran well, but there's a few events here and there where we know we can do better. And, you know, as far as cleaning up handoffs, or there might be a few relays where we change up some individuals, and that's going to automatically, or should automatically, get us a time drop. So there's some room for improvement. So as exciting as it is on paper right now, we know that we've got some ways to make it even better going into next week.
Well, and starting here with the individual events, again, I would imagine it's been one of our stronger years coming into the state meet with some of the seeds of the girls, which again is only based on district time, but those seeds are also matching well with what's been posted over the course of the regular season. Top of mind, I think about Marissa Elsie in the distance races, Ireland and Katie in the throws, as I just mentioned, Lizzie Vandevort in the 800. All the way down to Lizzie Newman in the 200. There are a lot of girls on the individual side, Dak, that have a real chance at doing something special.
Yeah, and if you're going to place well at state, that's what you really have to have. You're only going to gain so much ground in the relays. So you have to have those individual standout athletes that are going to score you those points. And, you know, the fact that we've got a couple of events where we might be able to double up is extremely exciting. And, you know, just the feeling that you've got a few of those elite athletes that are going to score high. When you can get those first, second, third place finishes, the points just add up so quickly. And I wonder, you know, I need to do a little more math. It does seem as if potentially, you know, points could get spread out over multiple schools this year. And if that's the case, then that's a huge advantage to us, because, again, I do think we've got multiple events where we can score, so that could potentially give us an advantage.
We're here with Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella girls track and field team, as we preview next week's state meet. And on the flip side of that, with the relays, there is some work to do in some cases, but your 4x4, the number three seed coming in, had their best race on Thursday night of the season, even after the end of a very long, tired meet. Your 4x800 looks incredibly strong and has a real chance to do something special. From there, some of your other relays, as you mentioned, there will be some kind of piecing the puzzle together, so to speak, coach, but the exciting part is you're in those events, and drop batons and other things can quickly thrust you into scoring roles in some of those places.
Well, and that's just it. You know, there's a couple of the sprint relays where it's just a clean handoff away from potentially being in the top eight, or, you know, something like the 4x8, the 4x, or the distance medley, where we had girls in later events. You know, maybe we didn't push as hard as we potentially could have, just save legs for later on. So those are areas too where you look at the seating, and it would be very easy for us to drop time. You know, Lizzie Vandevort, for example, finished the distance med with running about a 2:21.800. And if you look at what she ran in the open, that's 5 seconds right there that you could take off that relay. You take off that 5 seconds and you start moving up the list very quickly. And that's just one small thing that can make that relay faster.
As you mentioned, Coach, one of the interesting things about where the 3A field has gone is it's almost flipped between the girls and boys. When you won your state title now 8 years ago, it took a big scoring meet to do so. And that was really the case last part of late decade. And the boys were kind of the opposite, where they had 8 or 9 teams all at 40 points and nobody above 50. Last year, state champion didn't get to 50 points. And while there's still that possibility, Coach, it really does feel like that on a good weekend, a team can find themselves surging very quickly.
Oh, exactly. Again, you talk about things spread out. At our district, you know, we saw some individuals from 3 different schools that are elite, that are probably going to be medalists at state. And we were right there with them. So we feel good about that. But that's going to spread points around, right? Their teams probably aren't as strong, but individually they're amazing. And you see examples of that across the state, where schools will have 1 or 2 elite athletes, but not necessarily the depth. So that's the plan, is hopefully the girls will continue the trajectory. We've looked better and better with each race, each meet we've been at. And last night was no different. It was by far our best meet of the season. And if we can carry that over to next week, then there's some real possibilities there.
Well, and it seems like some of the schools just very top mind looking through the list here. Mount Vernon has had a great season in a lot of different things. Marion has had a lot of things. ADM, the defending champions, they clearly have a couple of really big horses out there in the sense of some big points to get. But beyond that, Coach, it feels like that there's a lot of teams that have themselves feeling like they could contend for something coming next Thursday through Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I would agree completely. And again, it's just one of those things where, you know, you see a few schools showing up towards the top of the leaderboard, but strange things can happen at state. Like you said, it's a false start here, drop a ton there. Somebody didn't get very good nutrition that day or enough rest the night before, and things can change in a hurry. And we've spent a lot of time talking about variables like that. And like I said, with our performance last night, I think it's a case of we've got a lot of those things under control. So we feel really good about what we can control and have a real positive effort next week.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. That's Zach Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team, previewing next week's state track and field meet, a whole lot of green and white that will be up at Drake Stadium. Coach, always appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you at the Blue Oval.
Yeah, it'll be a fun week. Thanks for talking.